Representing North Dakota, Tommy Collins. Tommy Collins representing North Dakota.
Representing North Dakota today.
How you doing, Tommy? We've known Tommy a long time as well. Good. All right, you got some big news today, don't
got
you?
Some bombshell.
Watch your clock down there, because I know that
oh
you got so
gosh.
Much news.
Okay, well, you guys, I've been involved throughout this nation on this issue since 2017. We were running this information up to the administration pre-2020. So a lot of you folks know me from working in different states. However, I'm going to show us today where we can win. North Dakota. Who has heard about the Fufang plant Chinese descending on North Dakota next to our Air Force
yes,
base?
Heard
That's
about
where
that.
I've been for the last 3 months, running up to intelligence officials, letting them know, like, this is what we have going on in North Dakota. We have Governor Doug Burgum, who is a Microsoft executive, sold his company to Microsoft. So it's Burgum against the people of North Dakota. He's bringing in China, he's bringing in Bill Gates, and being a Microsoft executive, you would think when Zuckerberg descended on North Dakota in 2020, they would know better than to put Microsoft Windows 2007 on our machines. We saw in 2020 1,000 votes taken away from our write-in candidate, Michael Coachman. We have screenshots. 1,000 was taken away from him, and 1,000 went back to Burgum. Ooh, write-in candidates. See if you can get stickers on your mailers. On your mailers that you're sending out, see if you can put stickers on your ballots. I just heard that back there. Brilliant idea. So, North Dakota's a hot spot because we had 106,000 total voters in our primary, which means we can shake that out really fast. And we are. So what I told you, Brandon, mm-hmm. about this letter.
Yes, I have it in front of me.
Yeah, isn't this interesting? The same guy. Now, the folks in North Dakota, they need to Google this dude, Brian Newby. Or not Google, do use a different search engine. Brian Newby has quite the record with the election stuff throughout the United States, including obstruction, being charged with obstruction and investigated for obstructing people's ability to get the information that they need. So here we go. We have obtained from one of the Secretary of State candidates in North Dakota. Somehow, when they replied, his name was in the reply, and they got a copy of this email. And it goes into, hey, you know, we heard that there's citizens in North Dakota asking, right, for this information with regards to the election, and they're putting in Freedom of Information Acts. He goes on to say, ignore it as a Freedom of Information Act, pretty much, and treat it like a North Dakota Opens Record. Then he goes in to say, the NDCC intends to make many records available upon request, although the key word in this explanation is, quote, records. Your county may assess the cost to recover and produce any records, and many records related to the election are exempt from release because they involve critical infrastructure or security. The starting point on this would be, do you have these reports? Then he puts in parentheses, as already produced. Not could you make them? Presumably, the answer to the question asked would be no. So if someone calls and asks for records, he's telling them, if you don't have that on your desk right now, say, no, we don't have that. Not saying we don't have it right now, but yeah, we could get that for you. So he's telling them how to use semantics to obstruct the people's ability to review the election. So I just received that. Mm. Thanks to Marvin for that. We got to watch this Fufang thing really close, guys. Just telling you, it affects the whole United States of America. North Dakota feeds and fuels the world. It's a big deal. The product, byproduct that they're making in this corn facility, I am told, is lysine, and that is what would be required to feed the fake meat.
The synthetic meat that Bill Gates is pushing.
Maybe something like Bill Gates is doing. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, he's descended on North Dakota paying 6,000 acres for land. That's a whole nother story. So let's get back to the election stuff. Early voting numbers were posted on the Secretary of State's site against our statute early. So it was out there so folks could go and see what the vote was looking at and potentially obstruct, do whatever. So that was an issue. And basically, this is a big deal, you guys. So the DMV in North Dakota is where we get our voter records, because we're the only state in the union that does not have voter registration. We're modeled exactly like the GOP, national GOP, which is really important. Write this word down. Critical primary theory. Everybody needs to know it. Look up Curly Haugland, longtime warrior RNC member, and read on his Substack Curly Haugland's critical primary theory. We can take these suckers down with that in North Dakota and take out primaries across the board because they're unconstitutional. We're a private organization. We are a government for the people, by the people. Our districts need to be choosing who our candidates are, not big money consultants and attorneys in primaries. So critical primary theory, everyone needs to know what it is, and we could get it going and get a it's a First Amendment violation, we're told by the attorneys, and we could actually get that in North Dakota to be found unconstitutional, which could turn around our entire country.
Excellent. Thank you, Tommy.
Yeah.
Tommy Collins on North Dakota. Thank you, Tommy.
You bet.
Appreciate it.